Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. Many folks are familiar with the Katy Trail. It's used a lot and maintained by the State Department of Natural Resources. But there are trails around the state that aren't used all that much and maintained infrequently, if at all. Every fall, the Missouri Sierra Club coordinates a week-long effort where volunteers spend a day or more to maintain a trail off the beaten path. Late last fall, it was the Brushy Creek Trail in Shannon County, deep in the heart of the Ozarks, that got some special treatment.
I think I'll grab this tool here.
It's early morning, and about a dozen people standing near the back of a pickup truck are choosing the tools they will use to help clear an overgrown portion of the 15-mile-long trail. The volunteers eventually break up into smaller groups before heading out to different sections of the trail.
I'm not sure how long that stretch is. It could 3/8 to half a mile, something like that.
That's Neil Humke, who had the only chainsaw in his group and used it to clear bigger trees that had fallen across the trail.
The Missouri Department of Natural Resources has jurisdiction over this trail, but of course they can't do it alone. No one agency can.
I'll net that right there.
Rick Heyer of Troy, Missouri, was also in the group I tagged along with.
There's this section here that is so bad that it's almost like we're putting a new trail in. I mean, if you look at it, there's just nothing there. In fact, we rerouted the trail through a simpler spot down there.
It's Heyer's fifth year of volunteering to do trail maintenance. Working with him was first-timer Bridget O'Malley of St. Louis, who was using a hand tool to clear weeds.
Well, this is my kind of Saturday. This is, look at these colors and like the smell, everything. It's good. It's good for the spirit, I think.
The Katy Trail, this is not. It's a primitive trail and hard at times to figure out just where the trail is. That's why Suzanne Smith's contribution to the trail maintenance was so important.
So what are you hammering in right now?
The trail markers, because the old one was falling apart. It looks like the squirrels chewed on the old one because it's all chewed on the edges.
So it's just a piece of plastic around a piece of paper, and it's
correct.
Blue.
It's contact
paper. So people
paper.
Uh-huh. Will know when they hit this that they're heading the right way?
Correct. This is the Brushy Creek trail markers, the blue rectangles.
The chapter director of the Missouri Sierra Club, John Hickey, was also clearing trail, but looking at the bigger picture as well.
We want to make sure that Missourians have a chance to experience nature because that direct experience is what we think makes people then want to be involved in the larger public policy issues, whether it's air pollution, water pollution, etc.
After a week's worth of maintenance, volunteers left the trail in good shape, and Justin Hines of St. Louis had a good time doing it.
It's been about a decade, really, since we've had some decent foot traffic and attention out here, so, you know, it's good to kind of uncover some of the lost gems, you know.
That's it for Missouri Environment this time around. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.